Momentin Audio.
Hey, we're from Red Studio. I'm Ingrid.
And I'm Tomas. We're on the fifth floor of MoMA.
Standing in front of one of the windows overlooking the atrium. I'm not the type of person that, when I walk into a building, automatically notices the architecture. But I definitely get the feeling that I am in a world-renowned modern and contemporary art museum. I don't know if it's the amazing interior or all the tourists.
Maybe both. What caught my attention when I first looked through this window was all of the movement. It's almost like the atrium cuts open the building and reveals all of these levels of activity. It's recreating the motion of the city.
Yeah. Seeing people moving back and forth on the bridges from one gallery into the other is a nice reminder that we're not the only ones here. I feel like I'm looking down onto the streets of New York from a fire escape, and everybody appears so small, like scurrying ants.
The architect of this building, Yoshio Taniguchi, wanted the atrium to be a sort of point of circulation and for everything at the museum to rotate around the central space. Like a miniature Manhattan, there are people from all over the world in this building, and depending on what time you look out through these windows, the city itself really animates the mood of the museum. And that's something that I really like about this design.
Exactly. One of my favorite parts is the skylight above us, which fills the museum with natural light. Taniguchi wanted materials that would subtly react to changes in the environment. So the white color of the walls changes continuously throughout the day as the sun moves across the sky.
The building also gives me a sense of freedom as I make my way through the galleries. As you tour one gallery, you can look into two or three other ones, see something that catches your eye, and instantly head towards it. And that's not a feeling I get often in museums, especially the older ones that have a more rigid floor plan than this one does.
Yeah, totally. There are so many things that I love about this building. But I would have to agree with Taniguchi when he said that the architecture of a museum becomes complete only when it is filled with art and people.
Oh yeah, I remember that quote. In it, Taniguchi likens his architecture to a teacup, which alone is bland and becomes complete and pleasurable only once the tea is added.
So enjoy all the beautiful artwork.
But don't forget about the building.